Eddie? Sugar, is it you?
Eddie's head, which had seemed perfectly normal only seconds before, was suddenly too heavy to hold up. He leaned it against the door. His eyes were similarly too heavy to hold open, and so he closed them. The weight must have been tears, for suddenly he was swimming in them. He could feel them rolling down his cheeks, warm as blood, and Roland's hand touching his back.
Susanna,
Eddie said. His eyes were still closed. His fingers were splayed on the door.
Can you open it?
Jake answered,
No, but you can.
What word? Roland asked.
He had been alternating glances at the door with looks behind him, almost hoping for reinforcements, for his blood was up, but the tiled corridor was empty.
What word, Jake?
There was a pause, brief, but it seemed very long to Eddie. And then both spoke together.
Chasset, they said.
Eddie didn't trust himself to say it. His throat was too full of tears. Roland had no such problem. He hauled several more bodies away from the door, including Flaherty's, his face still fixed in its final snarl, and then spoke the word. Once again, the door between the worlds clicked open. It was Eddie who opened it wide, and then the four of them were face to face again. Susanna and Jake in one world, Roland and Eddie in another, and between them a shimmering, transparent membrane like living mica. Susanna held out her hands, and they plunged through the membrane like hands emerging from a body of water that had been somehow magically turned on its side. Eddie took them. He let her fingers close over his and draw him into Fedic. 3. By the time Roland stepped through, Eddie had already lifted Susanna and was holding her in his arms. The boy looked up at the gunslinger. Neither of them smiled. Oi sat at Jake's feet and smiled for both of them.